my step-grandfather had an allotment plot from the 1930s, and he died when I was about 15. And I was in school, so I took over this plot because I couldn't see it going, for one reason, in fact, because it was on the railway side. And of course, there was ownership of land if you hadn't paid rent over a long period. So I knew there was a 20-year clause on this. So that was the starting point. So I was in school at that time. He'd been on this plot for a long, long time. And so I started growing things there, and it was good ground, and I enjoyed it very, very much. But then I went to university and just about kept it going and almost failed my exams. The history of it, first of all, it was Longcroft Allotment Association, and there are still remnants of that there, but it was taken over by builders. It was developed, and there's still a rump of the old allotment there, and I don't know how many members there are down there now, but possibly about 20. Now, as a consequence of that building development, they offered us part of the old Digswell site. We shared part of it with Oswitala, but we were offered the bigger chunk there. And there are about 60 or 70 plots there, or possibly more.
So is that...
This is at the top end of Oxford Lane.
Is that near the golf course?
Yes, at the top end. Yes. Yeah, we... In fact, some of that land was taken from the golf course, and they were a little bit upset about it. And it was... They were very suspicious of us when we took it on. The Yobs took on the allotment site, because we immediately got permission to fell about 20 poplar trees. We got this permission because we would have lost a fair amount of that site if we didn't fell them. And we got in touch with the fellow on the council who had that kind of authority. And he said, "Yes, okay, as long as you're prepared to plant." English native walkways for the wildlife there that we did. We took that on. He gave us 400 odd plants to plant, and we did that almost immediately. But we felled those trees on a Sunday morning, which exposed the golf course to everybody's gaze. 5 poles is 10 metres wide, and but the tenure for the site. That's always a worry to us, because you know greenbelt land is being hammered, and I think the last formal agreement was up to 2014, so I'm not sure that it's, you know, we're assured, you know, we get verbal assurance, you know, oh, they're not going to take that land, but some of us, you know, well, not me now, but I think. Allotments are very important, just like horticultural societies, just like societies of all kinds, that they hold a community together in their ways.